You hear it, you see it, it shows up on your feed, it's on the news, it's everywhere you go, the talk about carjackings in the city of Chicago. The idea is to prevent them. And if worst case scenario happens, you survive them. I love the story of the woman that I'm going to talk to right now, Javon Lynn Dunnigan. She's from Beverly and has just a long history in security. And how are you today, by the way?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me, because every time I would research like how to stay safe, your name would pop up, especially when it comes to women.
And that's a great thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. So 25 years as a probation officer, correct?
Yes.
You retired in 2016. You were married to a police officer. And then after you divorced, you're like, hey, I feel like maybe I need to make sure I have some security, some home security. And from there, you thought maybe other people would be in the same situation, and you launched your business. And that is JMD Defense LLC, and you're based out of Beverly, correct?
Yes, I am.
So you're in the city. You know what's going on. And we all know that carjackings are up. How do you prevent it from happening? I guess that's where we start, right?
Yes, yes. So I am a city girl, born and bred and raised here in Chicago. So I've always had a healthy sense of paranoia. That's just always been me. And I like to say I'm prepared and not really paranoid, but I am always watching what I'm doing. My friends say, Lynn, I'm not thinking about this. I'm like, no, but you really should be considering this. So some of the things that I tell our classes that our students who take concealed carry or any of our firearm or safety classes, I tell them, when you're in the car and you're at the front of the line at the light and there's no car blocking you, you're more likely to get carjacked there because they have an easy exit. So that's when you really need to be paying attention. I tell people, do not be on the cell phone when you're idle, because, of course, someone else, criminals never take a vacation. They're always watching us. We're
right.
Just not paying attention. Another thing is if you're behind a car and you can't see their tires, that means you don't have enough space to pivot out if you had to make a quick exit. And so you always want to drive and have enough distance. It doesn't have to be a full car length, because that's not real practical. But as long as you can see their tires, you do have enough space to kind of pivot out. There was a recent carjacking a few months ago at a Starbucks over here on Western, and I understand that, I think it was on Western in Beverly, and I understand that the young lady stayed, she almost was carjacked, but she saw the young people out of her rearview mirror and side mirrors jump out the car, and she had enough space in that drive-thru to pivot out, which was great, and she was alert. Normally in drive-thrus, we're focused on the next car and looking at our phone and everything else, but she was alert, and she survived it.
And Javon Lynn, we're finding that the kids that are doing these carjackings are indeed kids. I mean, there was a kid popped for doing it. He was 13 years old. So they're not even legal drivers. They don't care if they jump in a car and jump over a median or hit another car. They just want the car. And I think the other thing is kids are fearless. You know, you really can't talk any sense to them. So if I follow this, if you're in front of the line at a stoplight, you're at risk because it's an easy getaway for them if they get in your car. Number two, if you're behind that car at a stoplight or a stop sign, make sure you've got some pivot space to get out. And be aware, that is the key. You said it, you can call it a healthy sense of paranoia, but you got to be aware of what's going on.
You do. And I think a lot of times, you know, ladies, we're all guilty of carrying our purses, you know, in a bunch of bags. We're getting out the car slowly, or we're getting in the car slowly. You know, when you leave out that front door at your home, and this is for guys too, you need to stop before you go out that door, look around. If you're coming out of a garage, you need to have back into any space. I back into every space, even when I'm not coming out of a garage, so that when I open that garage door, I'm ready to go straight out. I'm not backing out because, again, people watch our patterns. They know what you're doing. And if someone's sitting on your block and they're just kind of waiting for the next victim, and you come out the house, you're on the phone, you got 50 bags, or you're going in the house with 50 bags, you're an easy prey.
Absolutely.
So, again, they're always watching us. We're just not always watching.
You're listening to Javondalyn Dunnigan. She is the owner of and creator of JMD Defense LLC here in Beverly. She's a city girl, and we're talking about carjackings on 720 WGN. They're up 750 so far this year, but after talking to a few people in the past 20 minutes, I'm finding there's a lot of them that have been averted. So there's 750 successful carjackings, but it happens more often than that. So worst case scenario, let's say you realize you're in the middle of it. People are coming up to your window. They might be showing you a gun. What do you do then?
The first thing I would say is comply. You know, a lot of times people that have firearms think that they can outdraw the person that already has their finger on the trigger. The bad guy has their finger on the trigger, and they're going to shoot you much faster than you probably can draw your gun. So I don't always promote that you should even try to draw your gun. The best thing to do, I think, is to comply, jump out that car. And I tell ladies, if you have to carry a purse, try to keep the purse in the trunk and maybe keep your wallet and credentials on your body so that if you are carjacked, most times they're not going in the trunk. They're just taking your car to get to the next car. So if at all possible, jump out the car. I drive with my purse under my legs or it's in my trunk, because what happens if it's on the side, on your seat, or in the back? What are you going to naturally do? Try to grab that purse, right? So, and then for men, I tell men, try to have a burner wallet with at least $20 in it. We know most men carry cash, right?
Right.
They don't carry little cash like me and you probably don't have to carry much in our wallets, but men need to carry something and have a burner wallet so that if they give them the burner wallet, then at least they're not giving them an empty wallet, because, you know, they'll say, I know you have money on you. Where's your real wallet? So that's just a couple of tips that I would think. But most importantly, give up the car. That's why we pay for insurance, so that you can live to tell about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, back in the day when I would come into the city and I would see someone, like, because I would come in at 3 or 4 in the morning and it's desolate. You're by yourself at a stoplight. And I would see someone walking towards me. I was the type of person back then, I'd roll down my window and go, stop, and put my hand out. And they would be like, what is up with that crazy woman? But many times it seemed like it was going to be a situation where I was being approached and I didn't want to be approached. And now we're in a time where you don't have time to, you know, tell people to stop. It, oftentimes, would you just say, blow through the light, blow through the stop sign as long as it's safe?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I almost was carjacked a couple of years ago, and I believe this was what exactly was going to happen. And I did blow through the light. So I was at the front of the line. It was just me initially. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. My daughter called and asked me to pick her up from a party. And I was at the front of the line, and there was nobody behind me. And I'm so glad I was alert. Two cars drove up almost synchronized. One was on the right, and one was behind me. So I want people to think about this when they're driving. You can see somebody's eyes when you're looking in the rearview mirror, even in the dark when it's nighttime, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I looked, and I could see this person looking at me, and he was looking straight ahead. And then I moved up just a little bit, and I drew them to me, right? I moved up because that showed me that they were talking, they were together, and they were about to carjack me. So I looked to make sure it was safe. I blew straight through the light, and I figured if the police were going to stop me, they were going to get all three of us. So
yeah.
I made a left turn. One car followed one block. The other one went straight, and then he made a right turn so he could go meet up, I'm assuming, with the other person. But if I was not alert at that stoplight, they would have gotten me that night at 1 in the morning, because they were too synchronized. And like I said, I moved up just a little bit just to see, and that's exactly what I was thinking. And I lured them in on some levels because they showed me their hand.
Well, first of all, you're brave, you know, and you've been in the business long enough. It's Javondalyn Dunnigan. She owns JMD Defense in Beverly. You can look her up. You can look at some of her interviews. I certainly appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.